This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to let go of the past and to usher in the new. Recently, we marked the first day of spring and acknowledged just how good it can feel after a long, hard winter. And this time of the year also reminds me of spring cleaning, which is one of those tasks that I can appreciate once it's done, but sometimes it definitely takes me a while to get started. But in the spirit of jump-starting my cleaning effort, I am reflecting on the 50-year jubilee that the Israelites used to celebrate. This was a period of pure celebration and renewal for them. So, for example, any unpaid debts were forgiven. Slaves and prisoners were set free, and any land taken due to an unpaid debt was released back to the original owner. So this jubilee was symbolic of letting go of the past and ushering in the new. Now notice the two steps here. Before we can genuinely usher in the new, it's important to let go of the past. It's also important to remind ourselves that clutter can take on many forms. So while we can have clutter in our homes, we can also have clutter in our minds, or sometimes even our hearts can become cluttered with unforgiveness and old wounds from the past. So today, let's take a more holistic approach to our spring cleaning and release those things that are no longer a part of our journey and trust that God will replace our old with the new. And as you do that, remember these words. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let go of the old and usher in the new.